The 80s Invasion Tour is coming to Penn's Peak Saturday, September 20th, and having a lot of great bands, including Nelson Firehouse and headlining band Great White. And today we have the frontman and legend Jack Russell. How are you, Jack?
I'm doing good. Better now that I'm called a legend. Thank you.
Oh, you are. You're excellent. I love your music. Now, tell us a little bit about the tour.
Well, the tour we started last year after we put the new album out, Back to the Rhythm, for our 20th anniversary. This is the continuation of that. We've been on the road for over a year now in support of the new record. It's been great. You know, it's been great. The show's been going well. The band's playing great. The reception's been great. It's been a really good year. You know,
just as long as you're playing some good old rock and roll, it's always a great thing.
That's it, man.
So you've already answered my next question. I was going to say, okay, are we going to hear any tracks from the latest album, Back to the Rhythm, from Shrapnel Records?
So, yeah, we only play one song in a set from the new record. I think it's kind of unfair for a band to come out there, especially a band with as much history as Great White has, to come out and bombard people with a bunch of new stuff. You know, I mean, I'd rather have them get the record themselves, you know, explore it and find out what they like, and then, you know, because people want to hear the hits. They want to hear, you know, what they grew up listening to. I know. When I was speaking for myself, when I go to a concert, you know, I don't want to hear a band's brand new album in its entirety. You know, I want to hear the hits and play a song or two off the new record, but don't kill me with it. You know,
just give them a little bit of an appetizer, a little sampler.
Exactly.
I have to ask you this question: do you ever get sick of playing Once Bitten, Twice Shy?
You know what? Not live. No, it's a song that I generally won't rehearse, just because it's one of those songs. Well, you know, it's like most of the songs. I mean, in a rehearsal environment, you know, it's pretty boring. You know, I mean, playing the same songs over and over again. But, I mean, every night when you play live, it's a different audience. And so you see it from a different perspective. I mean, you know, I don't get tired of playing the same songs live, no. But in the rehearsal environment, absolutely, yeah.
It's funny because if you don't play it, then there's that one fan that keeps screaming, "Once Bitten, Twice Shy."
Oh, of course. Well, that's one song that we've never not been able to play. You know what I mean? It's not a song that we could say, okay, let's take this out of the set for a couple of weeks. We just couldn't do it, you know?
Yeah, and it's just a great song, and, you know, everybody wants to hear it. They want to have a great time. Now, there's another couple of songs I really like from Great White. Are you going to play any smoking tracks from Great Zeppelin? Any Led Zeppelin covers?
You know what we do? We actually have one of our songs, we actually incorporated a part of the Led Zeppelin song into it, Achilles' Last Stand. And that's as much as we delve into the Zeppelin thing. I mean, it's really difficult because, you know, with a band with this many records out, you know, we don't really have time to play everything off our own albums. I mean, let alone, you know, getting into some Zeppelin stuff. So we try to do as much as we can, you know.
I bet you when you come out on the stage, the time goes really fast.
Yeah, it usually does. I mean, considering, you know, you're waiting around all day long for that, you know, that one moment, you know, where you can enjoy yourself. I mean, yeah, it definitely goes by quick.
And you're like, wow, we're already at the encore.
Yeah, it goes by fast. I'll tell you what, the last 25 years has blown by fast, let me tell you.
I know. As I get older, the time goes too.
It does.
So what was it like reuniting with your bandmates in 07 to make some of that new rock?
Well, you know, it was great. I mean, you know, we had to understand there's so much history, you know, with myself and the guys. I mean, my drummer and I, we go back 31 years. You know, I was 16 years old when we first met and started playing together. So, I mean, there's a lot of history, and you know, getting back together again and making another record and going on the road again has been really great. You know, it's very comfortable.
It's kind of like a high school reunion.
Yeah.
If you had a good time in high school, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, reunion without all the IQ.
There you go. Well, I brought that up because that's what I'm getting ready to go to for myself.
Oh, wow.
All right, so let's talk a little bit more about this cool tour. The 80s Invasion Tour started in January of 07 and went to the UK, Europe, and back stateside in April to California. You've basically been all over the place. Do you love the road? And does the road love you?
Yeah, there's aspects of it that I love. You know, at this point in my life, I love to play. I don't like really being away from home like I used to. You know, but it's part of the job. It's an unfortunate part of the business right now. You know, when you're younger, you're 20 years old, I mean, you have nobody at home, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you don't really care when you come home, you know what I mean, because there really isn't a home, per se, to come home to, you know. And now that I'm older, you know, I mean, it's difficult. You know, you're leaving your family and you know, your friends, and it's a lot harder than it used to be. But it's just part of the job. You have to accept that as part of the business, you know.
But you're seeing a lot of great sights. You're seeing the world.
Oh, sure. You know, I've been very fortunate in that regard, you know. A lot of people never get out of their hometown. You know, I've seen the whole world many times over. You know, The unfortunate part of that is most of it's been hotel rooms. You know, I mean, you don't really, I mean, I've never even seen the Grand Canyon. That's like, you know, like 5 hours away from where I live, you know. So it's, I mean, you miss a lot. You see a lot, but you miss a lot. You know, there's definitely a give and take, you know.
Mm-hmm. And who put this 80s Invasion tour together?
My management, Avi Simon, I believe is the one who put this together. We've been doing some shows with them, and we've been doing some other shows on our own, you know, as far as the package goes. So it's been, you know, off and on, off and on, off and on.
Yeah, and you'll be playing September 20th with your fellow bandmates and Nelson and Firehouse. Did you pick the co-liners?
No, you know, but they're a great band, so they're good friends of ours. They're wonderful musicians. I mean, you know, it's funny because, you know, Firehouse was never a band that I really thought much of back in the 80s, and then I'd never seen them, and then we'd done some shows with them, you know, more recently in the last few years, and they're really a great band. I was really blown away. I was really surprised at, you know, how well they play.
I'll tell you a little secret. I have all three of you on my iPod.
Oh, right on.
I listen to you while I'm at the gym.
Oh, now, I love that. Thank you.
Collaborations. You've done some with artists that I consider to be legends, and one that comes to mind through my reading is you did some collaborations with Jack Blades from Night Ranger. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. Well, Jack, we had known Jack and those guys from 1987 or 86. We toured with Night Ranger in the Big Life Tour when we were just put out the Once Bitten album. That's how we got to become friends. And a number of years ago, they called me up and wanted me to come up and sing on their 7 album to do all the high parts, all the background stuff. So Jack and I got reconnected then, and we started talking about doing some work together. And we decided that, you know, he was going to produce the next record that we did for Sony. So we got together, and that's how we started writing together and, did the record for Sony with John Kalodner. And, Jack's a great guy. He's a very talented musician. I mean, extremely talented songwriter.
Yeah, it's like when two great minds of music come together, who knows what the outcome will be.
Thank you.
Two creative minds, that is. Who are some of your biggest influences?
I have to go back. I mean, initially, for me, the Beatles and the Beach Boys, you know, Motown, all that kind of stuff. That was probably my biggest influences when I was younger. As I got older, you know, Zeppelin, Aerosmith, Deep Purple, bands of that ilk, you know, were more into, I got more into and influenced my writing, you know, more and more and more as time went on. I think really anything I've ever heard and liked has somehow made its way into my writing, you know.
That's really, I mean, I know for myself that I listen to tons of bands, more so every year that I get older. I mean,
right.
I can relate to so many different types of music. It's great. Now, is there any way our listeners can keep abreast of what's going on with the band? Any websites that we can go to get more info on you and the tour and any happenings with the band?
Yeah, there's the mistabone.com, mistabone.com, and there's also greatwhiterocks.com. Which are two websites that will, you know, let you know what's going on with the band.
Excellent. And, in the West Coast, it's about 5:30, right?
Exactly.
So you're getting ready for dinner.
Yeah, getting ready for dinner right about now, yeah.
Okay. Well, I won't keep you any longer. I want to thank you for your time, Jack.
Thank you, Ryan. My pleasure. I really,
really
appreciate
good
it.
To get to know you. And I hope that you continue to have the great success on the tour and that you have a great time. And remember that the 80s Invasion Tour will be coming to Penn's Peak up in Jim Thorpe Saturday, September 20th with Great White, Nelson, and Firehouse. For more info, you can always check out PennsPeak.com. Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you, Ryan. I really appreciate your time, man.
And you have a great evening.
You do the same, man.